Okay, so that's the problem, basically, is according to the Rigurz's question. They said, why, according to the Rambam, if you have the ability to save the Nirdaf by taking out a limb of the Rodef, and you don't do that, so the Rambam says, Yechayv Misa. But we don't kill you. Right? And the problem is, why not? Why don't we kill you? So that was the Torah's question. So the Grace shows that it's not so abnormal having such a category of something where you chayiv misa, but Bezin doesn't kill you. There are a bunch of cases like that. But the question is, why is this one of those cases? Because if the din of Rodev applies here, so then shouldn't be chayiv misa? Because Rodev says you're allowed to save the guy. And if the Nero doesn't apply here, then it's just murder. So then why you go out and get killed? So it's hard to understand why you have this middle ground here. So he said that maybe it will help us if we try to figure out the category in the first place. What's the sense of the category of things which you're chayiv misa, but Bezin doesn't kill you? Like if you kill someone through a cause, or you kill a trefa. What's the sense of the category altogether? And once we understand the category, maybe we could see why this does or doesn't fit into the category. Okay? All right, and also we noticed this Zevai Ben Noach, so you really, all these things, you are a cultivar. Okay? The category, you have the category here, and the category is things which your Chayav Misa, the Bezin doesn't kill you. By Ben Noach, the Bezin does kill you for those things. So we thought maybe that could help, or that's a clue, or who knows, we can explain that. Yeah. Okay, so basically, let's go with what Matt's saying here. So he's saying that there's an idea of that killing is like a certain type of a human crime. Spilling blood, right? Shvich Hazam, you're spilling human blood. And that's a crime. Okay, it's not like eating pig. Eating pig is a halachic action. And if it doesn't meet the criteria of eating pig, it's not eating pig. But killing is killing. Murder is an activity for a human being. You're murdering. It's a certain type of a crime. Now, the thing is that of course, that besides for being a crime, a human crime, it's halacha, and there's a iser, there's a lav, there's a form to what's defined as a maaser ratzicha, the action of killing. So, for instance, if you kill indirectly, somehow you cause his death, or let's say you hire a hitman, you tie him up in front of a lion, essentially you're a murderer. I mean, you're bringing the other guy's death. I mean, you're a murderer, right, in the world. I mean, you're a murderer. Tie him in front of a lion, I mean, it's a murderer. And you are. You're causing the guy's death. I mean, that's the idea. You're spilling his blood. But in terms of the halachic definition of the activity, you can't really define it as a ma'aser ratzicha, because it's just a ma'aser of tying a guy up. Now, it's true, it's indirect. There's an indirect causation. Or hiring a hitman. So, yeah, you're really the cause of his blood. It was like, you're the mafia boss. You basically ordered the hit. But bottom line is, you didn't do a ma'aser ratzicha. You just, the other guy did. You know what I mean? But essentially, you're responsible. You're the killer. Right? Certainly, I think people would be happy to call mafia bosses killers. Right? Hitler, yeah, right, Hitler. Who did he kill? Did he even kill anyone? Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. Right, but he's the biggest murderer of all time. So you see, being a murderer, you don't have to actually pull the trigger, but you wouldn't say he did a Maisa Ratzicha. So the halacha is, in terms of Mises Bezdin is when you do a Maisa Ratzicha. Okay? So it's a technical, systematic idea. And you do a Maisa Ratzicha, Bezdin will kill you. Yeah. So Bezin will kill you if you do for a Maisa Ratzicha, Bezin will kill you. But okay. But if you do so in order for Bezin to kill you, you need a Maisa Ratzicha. But there's an idea of being a killer. You're a Shofik Tamim. And God will take care of you. In other words, you are a murderer. That's what it says. The Pasuk says, is like, if a person who hits a guy, Shovich Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam, I'm sorry, the Atzma, right. Shovich Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam 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 Ba shliach. If you kill a person with yourself, with your hand, so to speak, then you chayiv misa. Then Bezin will actually kill you. But if you kill a guy, if you just are a shofech damim, you cause his death, you're a murderer, but you don't do it through a maaser tzicha, through an action which is technically halachically defined, or is lacking in the technical halachic definition as a maaser tzicha, so Bezin doesn't kill you. Doesn't kill you. But God will take care of you because you're still a murderer. You are a murderer. But Bezdin can only kill where you have the technical definition of the Maisel. It's Maisel Tzicha. But as Master well, as Ben Noach isn't a system of halachic technicalities. And that's the idea of Tayag Mitzvah. So everything is of the finest, refined definitions and all these halachic details. But there, and the Ben Noach is killed for being a murderer. Ben Noach is a murderer, he's killed. Did he do my Tzicha? It doesn't matter. That's kind of, if you do the Sigiz of Ben Noach, that's the flavor of Ben Noach. It's not a system, and not bound by the full intricacies of the halachic system, but it goes by a more loose kind of it's a more loose kind of a system. Because, like you said, that's a societal system. It's necessary to create a society that you kill murderers. So their Bezin is just the basic justice of a murderer. You kill a murderer. So that's the halacha over there by Ben Noach. That any time you're a murderer is a murderer. You kill for being a gavra is a murderer. He's a rotzeach. You kill him. But in Bezdin, in Klal Yisrael, it's only for a maaser tzicha. Now the question was asked, so what about treifa? It could be treifa fits into it also, because like a treifa, you're saying is like the guy's a basically regular guy, but like halachically he's defined as like a dead man. Okay, halachically he's defined as he's like omed to die. Okay. What? Yeah, like a ghost is also. I mean, you have to do the sugyas, you know. It's also maybe by a barakah, by an elo damim. There's like an idea. Talachically, he's defined as like his life is like lacking. Okay, he's only made to die. Okay, he's on death row, so to speak. He's halach. That's a halachic definition. I mean, he's living and breathing. A doctor is not going to say that. Yeah, I mean, a doctor will say he's going to die, but I mean, the person, he's alive. I mean, his family is a human being. He's alive. But halachically, there's a chaloshem trefa, and therefore it lacks in the maaser ritzicha. Maaser tzicha is where you take a ben kayama, a guy who's identified as a living, fully breathing, living guy halachically, and you make him into a dead guy. Okay, that's what it says. That's the maaser tzicha. But this lacks in the maaser. I mean, you need a miyat. I mean, you need a potzias to exclude him. But the miyat is that it lacks in the maaser tzicha. But it doesn't mean you're not a murderer. I mean, you take a guy, you shoot a guy who has a mortal wound. I mean, you're still a murderer. So he was going to. Oh, don't worry, you're going to die anyways in a few months. I mean, in halachic identity and define, you could say it lacks in the definition as a maaser tzicha because it is omei l'kach. So you're just, so to speak, hastening his death. So, you know. But bottom line is, it's murder. So, but that's the limud is that if it's is within the framework of a maaser tzicha. In the framework of a maaser tzicha. Okay, I'm not really sure about the Ger Toshev case. Maybe it's a different idea. I don't know. There's an exemption if you kill a Ger Toshev, your Chayiv Misa Bezin will kill you. Okay, like a non-Jew, a guy who keeps showing saying no. I'm not sure. I mean, you have to go into that sugya. It doesn't, on the surface, it doesn't fit exactly, but at least on the surface it doesn't. But who knows? I mean, I don't know. I have no idea why, you know, what the hell idea is. So let's leave that go. Again, I don't think it's a problem. It doesn't have to. The idea is to set up a framework, which. You know, but the idea is you could have exemptions, so it's an exemption. I mean, not everything has to fit the bill exactly. I mean, not every certain things could just be details, but and maybe Rodef won't. But at least at the very least, is once the Grizz directed us to the fact that this is a class in the Rambam, that was the idea we had last time. Is let's pursue it a little bit. Let's see where it brings us. Okay, so I think that leads us to Rodef. Right? Do we have any questions hanging here? Right, like in suicide as an example. Suicide is definitely a murderer. You're a murderer, you're killing yourself. I mean, that's Torah doesn't hold your own life. Your life isn't yours to decide. So you're killing, you're a murderer. But Bezdin obviously can't kill you, like there's no way to do that. But it means God will take care of you, whatever that means. But so these are things, basically, where it lacks in terms of, it's not actionable by Bezdin, but you're a murderer. Okay, when you're a murderer. Well, Bezdin can't kill you because you're dead. Chayiv Misa, you're still a murderer. And that's what it's teaching you, that God will kill you. It means suicide is a murder. Essentially, you're a murderer. And so for God's framework, you're a murderer no less than anyone else. Now, it's true, Bezin can't kill you. All these cases are cases. That's what the Rambam is setting out the category here. These are cases where the Rambam calls them, you're a rotzayach, all these ratzchanim, you're murderers. You're essentially murderers. But not at any time a murderer. And that's why, for instance, a king could kill you. Kings could kill you. Because kings, as I heard Rabbi say once, is that the king's mishpat is really just the pure mishpat. The pure justice. The king isn't bound by the justice of a king. Isn't bound by the halakhic technicalities. The Torah recognizes an idea of the mishpat of Melech. And he just goes for mishpat. So mishpat is, you're a murderer, he could kill you. But Bezdin is bound by the halakhic definitions. And halakhic definition, he lacks in the Ma'aser Tzitzit. So you see, the guy is a murderer. So there's the guy's a murderer, basically. And the Ram calls them murderers. Okay, and that's it. Even Bezdin, Harah Shah, you can kill them if the society needs it. The Torah recognizes they're murderers, but it lacks. And it's for whatever reason, when you have a court, so the court in a Bezdin works by the system of Tayag, and they have to follow the strict technical halachic details. Okay, why is a different question? But that's the given. Okay, that's the way Bezdin works. Yeah, Melech doesn't work that way. So it's a study. There's a study why the two systems of justice. Or whatever. Two systems of din. Okay. Oh, another difference is, I think, by an ubar. Like abortion. So abortion, I think, is also another difference. Is that by a ben Noah, it's murder. Because it's a baby. So whatever. It's a life. Defined as a nefesh. Right? We showed from the Ruchaim. It's a nefesh, right? It is a nefesh. Chaim showed it as a nefesh. It's a nefesh, assuming at a certain point of development. I don't know what age. I don't know what point. But let's say a 9-month-old, you know. Right? So it's a nefesh. But it lacks. You could see it lacks. I mean, this is so good. But you see it lacks in Ma'aser Tzicha. Because like a murder, the Ma'aser Tzicha is where you have a nefesh gamor. Remember how I'm called it like a nefesh eno gamor? You have a living, breathing, and independent being, and you go and you slaughter it. But abortion is like different. I mean, it's true. Are you a murderer? Are you destroying an nefesh? Yeah. But that's not it's a different ma'isa. It's a different type of ma'isa. That lacks in a ma'isa tzicha. And again, you could see these things. I mean, you have to do the sugyas to really get but they fit into, you know, when you're kind of taking these, it's good to do this type of thing. You know, I was like, of course, each one of these is its own sugya. Trefa is a sugya, abortion is a sugya, you know, but at least there's kind of a framework that you could see intuitively that these things would fall into place. But exactly how you define it, you have to do the sugya to do. Fine. So now the question is this going to help us by Rodef? Right, the question is by Rodef, the Rambam says that by a Rodef we have the ability to kill him by taking out a limb. Ability to kill him by taking out a limb. But you don't. You chayev misa, but Bezin doesn't kill you. Okay, good. So let's go with the approach David is putting out. Let's read the Rambam. Let's read the Rambam carefully. With this in mind, let's just read the Rambam and see what he says. It says an Aleph Yud Gimel. You know, Seach Shos and Afesh. Kol Yachol LaHatzil BeEvra MeEvarov. Anyone who is able to save with the limb, the Lo Tarach BeKach, but he doesn't bother with that. Elohitzil BeNafshas Rodef. Rather, he saves with the life of the Rodef. So the way in which he saves is by taking out the life. Okay. V'Argo, and he kills him. HaReza Shelfech Damim. He's a spiller of blood. V'Chayv Misa. Aval ein bezin me misen also. The bezin doesn't kill him. So what David's saying basically is that, and I think this is, we have to work out to the Rabbi Yonasan and Shaul and the Machlokas or whatever, but basically he's saying is this Rodef? Yeah. Because in Rodef it's set up that there's an idea of Hatzalah. Okay, ein la Moshia. Means that you're involved in saving her. And when the nirdaf is being pursued by the rodef, you have a right and an obligation to be involved in natsala, of saving. And basically, here, that's what you're doing. Okay, it's saying is that the action is defined as a maisa atzala, because you're halachically involved in natsala, and that's what it takes precedence. And you could define the framework. Totally from the framework of the, you define the action totally from the framework of the Nirdaf, and you're involved in Hatzalah. So well, if you'd ask me, what did I do? If I kill him, I could have taken a limb and I kill him. You'd say, what did I do? So if you'd have to define my action halachically, you'll say you did Hatzalah. Hatzalah san Nirdaf binach shel shorodeh. Okay, I did Hatzalah, because again, the Torah says that once there's an idea of that when you have the rodef and the Nirdaf, it's like what we called before Hutra, but I don't want to call it Hutra now. But basically saying is that the action is defined as an action of Hatzalah San Yadav. Okay? But you did it, you could have done Hatzalah San Yadav. You had two methods of doing Hatzalah San Yadav. You could have done Hatzalah San Yadav through a limb, or you could have done Hatzalah San Yadav through a life. So you did. How did you do your Hatzalah? you didn't want to bother with the Hatzalah through a limb, rather you did the Hatzalah through a life. Okay, so if you define the action, the Maisa halachically, it's defined as a Maisa Hatzalah, because the Torah says is that in the framework of Rodef and Yerdaf, the action is not defined as an action of murder, it's defined as an action of Hatzalah. It's defined as an action of Hatzalah. But now you'll ask me, in terms of the human framework of spilling blood, are you a murderer? Okay, so you say, of course you are. I mean, you didn't want to bother? You didn't want to have to, whatever, aim better, and I don't know, try to take out a limb? I mean, you don't want to bother yourself and do it? I mean, it's true, you could halachically, in terms of the halachic definition, you could hide behind the definition of a Maisa Hatzalah, and that's what you did, halachically. But in terms of the Gavra, you're Shavit Kalim. You're Chayiv Misa. But Bezin won't kill you because it's not a Maisa Ratzicha. The halachic definition, the Parsha of Rodef comes in and halachically defines the situation of the Rodef and Erdef is what you do now. You're enjoined with the din of Hatzalah, and your action is defined. That which saves the Erdef is defined as Hatzalah's Erdef. Ein la Moshia. You're involved in saving her. You're not involved in killing him. But by choosing method A versus method B of saving, and one choosing a method of Hatzalah which involves the loss of life, that's murder. Technically, you can't define it. Fine, so Bezim won't kill you, but you're basically a murderer, and therefore you're Chayiv Misa. But Bezim won't kill you. Right? I mean, it's nice, but it's right. It's fine. It's perfect. Right? There's no problem. No problem, really. It's a smooth fit. Okay, so let's think now. Just the one more step here. So what was that? Remember that machlokas? It seemed like it was machlokas. It wasn't clear. But Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul said. See, this is, I think, part of the problem. Problem was, is that Rabbi Yonasan Shaul said that this case, that if you could save him with limb and you're not, and he says, Neragalav. Right? And the way Rashi learned is because he holds really what you're killed, and the Rabbanan held, no, it's mutter. Right? He said, Hetergama. Rashi said, Hetergama. But the problem is, it sounds like the Rambam's paskening, like Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. The problem is, if he's paskening like Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul, then why? Right? Why aren't you killed? In fact, the Rambam says, Neragalav says you're killed. Right? And the way we defined it, according to Rashi, was, do you say that, what happens? What's by Rodef? Is it saying is that it's Hatzalah, and Hatzalah is not defined as murder? Right? In which case it's permitted. Or do you say, no, that it's just a docha? No, it is murder, but the saving of the nirdaf pushes aside murdering the Rodef. Docha, so then it's only if there's an absolute clash. If it's possible to do them both, then it's murder. Right? Then you're not allowed to, and then you're a murderer. Yichai misa. So the question is, could we somehow tweak this to show to work out the Rambam? I mean, who's the Rambam going like? Yeah, is he learning the machlokas differently? How exactly are we going to learn this machlokas according to the Rambam? Now, just know again, the Rambam doesn't. The Rabbanan don't say what they hold. They just know that it's not Rion Zon Shal. Rion Zon Shal says Yechayiv Misa. The Rabbanan, we're not sure what they hold. He says Neragalav. Right. He says Neragalav. So the question is, what is. I mean, at the simplest reading of it, it means you actually get killed, right?
Yeah.
So now, what does that leave open for the Rabbanan to hold? What does that leave open for the. What do the Rabbanan hold on?
Either the Rambam's position or.
Right. So Rashi learned means that it's mutter. Right? But maybe the Rambam's learning that no, they don't mean that. They don't mean mutter. They just mean he's not Neragalav. He's Chayiv Misa, but he's not Neragalav. And the Rambam's passing like the Rabbanan. Right? And the Rambam would be passing like the Rabbanan. So then I went to that way. The machlokas between the Rambam, between Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul and the Chachamim, is not as the permitted or forbidden. Of course it's forbidden. Because it's murder. But the question is, is it Neragalav? Or is it just, or are you actually killed? Or are you just Chayiv Misa? Which would mean, is it definitely in human terms, of course it's murder. How could you argue it's not murder? That was the difficulty. I mean, Rashi said, no, it's Hetergama. Luckily it's defined as Hatzalah, right? Luckily it's defined as Hatzalah, and therefore, but the Rambam's going to say, okay, that's very nice. It's very nice. Halachically, it's fine. That's all. But you can tell me, is Hetter Gamor? Is Mamash permitted to just go and kill the guy? You have the ability to take out his limb and you can just go and kill him? He says, that's crazy. How could that be? I mean, especially because you see that in Rotsayach, it's not just the technical halachic definition. There's a whole framework here of murder. So that you're a murderer. You're basically deciding because you want to. If you want to be aggressive and just go and kill the guy, you've lost it. That's a murderer. So I was going to say, no one's saying it's not murder. The machlokas between Rosh Hashanah and the Chacham is, halachically, do you define it as a meiser tzicha? Do you say that the whole heter is that it's the same machlokas? Is that it's the dechia that's pushing it aside, in which case, if it's not an absolute clash, it's not going to push it aside, in which case it's going to be halachically defined as a meiser tzicha? Or do you say, no, that halachically defines that insofar as you're saving the nirdaf, it defines that halachically as a meiser tzala. You define the action totally from the framework of the Nirdaf as a Maisa Tzala, and therefore it's not defined as a Maisa of Ritzicha. It's not defined as a Maisa of murder. So if that's the case, so therefore it's, your business is not going to kill you because it's a Maisa Tzala, it's not a Maisa of Ritzicha. But the Rambam is saying, of course, it's a Yechayev Misa because you're a murderer. It's just not defined as a Maisa of Ritzicha. But the Gavra is definitely a murderer. The Machlokas there is in the halachic definition of the Maisa. Is if you say dechia, then it's halachically defined as a ma'aser ritzicha. If you say that it defines a ma'aser hatzala, if you define the action from the framework of the nirdaf that it's hatzala, so then it won't be defined as a ma'aser hatzala. No, it will be defined as a ma'aser hatzala no matter what. Okay, it's not going to be a ma'aser ritzicha. So Bezin's not going to kill you because it's not a ma'aser ritzicha. But no one's even discussing whether or not it's murder. Of course, the gavra's a murderer, and of course, the gavra's chayv misa. He's just not killed. Bezin's not going to kill him. That's the whole machlokas. That's all machlokas. Yeah, I mean, that's a good point. It's a good question. It seems like the Torah is learning. See, he's learning. Maybe he's learning the machlokas like Rashi. I mean, we didn't define the machlokas Rashi on, but he's learning the machlokas like Rashi, which means, is it permitted? Right? Is it permitted, or is it a murder? Okay, that's the machlokas. And since that's the machlokas, so now the question is, how's the Rambam paskening? So the Rambam must be paskening. Like we answer Mishal. Like we answer Mishal that it's not Mechutra. That really it's Dechuya. And therefore in this case, it's murder. So he says, so why are you Chayv Misa? It's murder. Like the Torah doesn't have this like, this middle ground. He's not placing this Machlokas. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how he learned all these other things or whatever. It's hard to know. I mean, this gets into the whole, I mean, in the Rambam, if it's, I mean, I don't know, maybe the Torah holds by such a category, just saying that's not what's going on here. It's hard to know. But I mean, the Torah is learning either it's mutter, right? Either it's mutter or it's heter gamor, in which case the Rambam is definitely paskin like that, so then the Rambam is supposed to be paskin like on some shawl. That is murder. So if it's murder, then why aren't you killed? Whoever heard it, was there a middle ground? Why is there a middle ground? But the Rambam's learning, no, that's not the. He's not paskin on some shawl. He's learning is, of course, definitely it's you're a murderer. Machlokas is it halachically defined as a maisar tzicha or not? That's the machlokas, and the Rambam's passing, and it's not. So therefore, you're a murderer. It's dinos shamayim, but Bezin is not going to kill you. I mean, it seems like the Torah doesn't have that as one of the options. It doesn't seem like he's learning that way. I mean, it could be. Now that you mentioned, I was thinking, is that why not? I mean, it seems like really we didn't define that. I mean, it might be interesting to define Rashi Rama. It sounds like Ron's point is very convincing. I mean, how could it be that you guys, it's mutter? It could be that Rashi just gets learned, is that there's a mentality of Moshiach, of Hatzalah, that the Torah is basically saying is save her, period. Okay, like friends, if you start telling the guy, you have to start figuring out whether you could or whether you can't, how could you do it? That's the idea, is that you could save her and you're allowed to take on a profile of saving and forget everything else. So that's not talking about a guy who's but it could be it's saying is that that's the halacha of the heter. Heter is saying is that when it comes to the case of a person, when a person is being chased, being pursued, you have one responsibility, which is to save him no matter what. And it's true, it's very nice when we're making this clear cut line, say, well, could you take it out the limb? Could you not take it out the limb? But this is like a lot of calculations. If you start forcing a guy to make these calculations, oftentimes the nerdav is going to be killed before he ends up figuring out his calculation. So it could be he'll say, halachically, the Rabbanan are saying is that it's Heter Gamor, that it's just totally, the Torah gave him like a ticket to just save him at all costs. And now once you say that, you don't say he's a murderer. Now you'll say, look, should he have been, don't know, you can't start judging him if you say that, you know. But the Rambam is saying, it's not saying that. It's just saying is that halachically it's defined as a ma'aseh hatzalah. So that's like takes precedence halachically, but it doesn't mean it's giving the guy a free ticket to just ignore everything else. Maybe, but that's possible as well. The halacha says, but I'm saying, but why? But maybe it's in support of the Torah. Maybe the reason why the Torah learns this way and Rashi learns that way. And this you have to remember a little bit of the Cheshvan and the Gemara is that how did the Rabbah, who said there's even a Shita in the Rabbanon? Who said there's another position? So if you remember the Gemara in the Sanhedrin and Zion, the saying is that Kayotze bo deshvichas dam in lomatzino. There's nothing which is like similar to murder. Either something is murder or it's not murder. Right? There's no in between. They might say, oh, but if you want to say there is an in between, it's Rabbi Yonasan and Shal. It's Rabbi Yonasan and Shal. Okay? The Rabbanon, no. The Rabbanon, there's no such thing. Either something is murder or not. But if you don't know Shal, there's kind of something which is kind of like murder. So if that's the case, it could be that the way the Torah and Rashi are learning is that, like, let's say, you could ask on the Rambam, what do you mean? According to the Rabbanon, there is something which is similar to murder. Because in this case is basically is, technically he's a murderer, but I'm sorry, he's a murderer, the guy was a murderer, but halachically it's not murder. So why wouldn't this be? According to the Rabbanon, it's also similar to murder. Right? So Rashi will say, no, the Rabbanon hold, it's 100% permitted. That's why, according to the Rabbanon, this case is not as similar to murder. But according to the way the Rambam's going to learn the Shita of the Rabbanon, isn't this a good model of something which is similar to murder? Right, that's the problem. It could be that's what forces Rashi and the Torah to learn that the Rabbanon hold it's 100% permitted. So therefore, you can't say this is something which is similar to murder. According to, you know, like within the Rambam, both of them it's similar to murder, which is according to the, in fact, according to the Rabbanon, it's even more similar to murder. It's similar because it means it's manada meiser, it's equal to the gavur or tzayach. Whereas according to the Yonasan Mishal, it's technically defined as murder, but since it's you're involved in that tzala, the Gemara Rashi says it's kayote bo. It's similar to it because it could have, you know, there's a good motivation or whatever. But that could be, that's why they don't want to learn that. I mean, the Rambam is a little difficult. Could be he'll answer it is that, look, halachically, it's basically, it's not, it's in terms of the Maisa, like he's learning that. I mean, you have to see the Sugya, but I mean, it could be he'll say the framework of that Gemara is the technologic definition. In the technical definition, it's not kiyotzi, but it's either it's murder or it's not murder, according to the Ravana. It's not murder. Bottom line is, halachically, it's not a ma'aser ritzicha. So you can't say kiyotzi ba. I mean, you have to get into that sugya and see what the kiyotzi ba is and how, but there is a framework in which the Ravana are not, it's not kiyotzi ba, because in terms of the ma'isa, let's say in the framework of the ma'isa, the mother is talking about the ma'isa. So the ma'isa is not similar to murder, that's not murder. According to the Ravana, that's simply not murder. But the Ravana is Shal is murder. But I don't know, you have to learn. I'm saying the machlokes presumably could be lies in how you learn that whole sugya there. Because there's a whole kiyotzi about a stealing. I mean, it's a whole sugya there. Is this whole idea we're not in. What does this even mean, similar to? What's that even talking about? But I'm saying the simplest reading of the Gemara there would imply that according to, would go, like, see why Rashi says it. You know, why Rashi and the Torah go that way. And it could be the Torah was assuming the Rambam was on board with that. You know, that was the way he's learning the Gemara. So now he's saying, is what kind of position is the Rambam? If you learn the Gemara like the Torah, like Rashi, let's say the Torah learns also, so then the Rambam's middle ground is not tolerable. Either you paskin like the Rabbanan, in which case it's hefter gamur, it's 100% permitted, or you say that it's Rambam Shal, and it's Ritzicha. So then it should be Chayv Misa. That's the way the Grizz lays it out. I mean, which one is it? Either you Manashach, either this is a case of Rodef, or it's not a case of Rodef. Either it's murder, it's not murder. What kind of thing is it that you're killed? You know, it's murder, but you're not killed. That's if you learn the machlokas that way. But the Ram we're saying learns the machlokas differently, and he's going to have to figure out how to learn the chaos about the thing. Which is, again, we're not in that sugya. So I think it would be, you know, conjecture for us. You could kind of see how you'd work that out, but I think to really do it justice, you'd have to end that sugya, which is being far afield. Looks like the Ram Boskin's like him. I mean, that's what's tricky here, I guess, is to notice. It looks like the Ram Pazim, you know, some Shalom, because he says that he's the guy who says about the lamb. Right? So it sounds like the Ram's passing like him. Right? After all, who else is he passing like? The Rabbanon, they don't have that. But that's what we're saying, is the Ram doesn't learn that way. Almost everyone holds that. That's not the question. The question is does the lamb, in that case, is it become really, is that defined, is it still defined as a Maisa Ritzicha or not? Rabbi Yonasan Shalom says, Neheragalah, you're actually killed. In a bezin, the Ram reads out the Gemara very carefully. Neragala means that you're actually killed. But the other side says you're not actually killed, but of course it's you're a murderer. So the Rambam's not passing like him. He doesn't say Nerag Alav. The Rambam specifically changed from him because he's not changing. He's not holding like him. Yeah, I mean, that's what I see, friends. The Ketzer Mishnah says the Rambam Paskin's like Rav Yonasan Mishal. He says the reason why Rav Yonasan Mishal didn't really mean literally Nerag Alav, that you're actually killed. He just meant that you chayiv misa, but you're not actually killed. And the Rambam says that you can't kill him because you can't warn him. You're not going to be able to give him asra because you have to warn him and say you're trying to kill him, but maybe he's not trying to kill him, he's trying to save. So whatever, I don't know, where's that technicality in asra? Maybe whatever, it's you know, presumably the Grizz didn't like that answer. You know, it's, but whatever, I'm just saying is you see the Ketzer Mishnah is assuming he's passing Yonos and Mishal. It means you're killed. Whatever, that's not what he meant. I mean, it's not so hard to say, you know. You can easily push that lashon, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is, because the Mishnah is learning, like at first sight, that the Rambam is passing, like Yonos and Mishal, that's what it sounds like. It sounds that way. Right? Okay. So the Grizz does not go this way. Okay, the Grizz does not learn this way. Although, when I afterwards I was thinking about it, after I thought about this, I was thinking about the Grizz. I don't know if he's very, very different, but he is different. Okay, but I mean, some of these things might be relevant to him. So here's the thing: is I'd like to do. I'm not sure exactly how much I'm going to do in Shir, but here's what I'd like you to prepare. Yeah, I might talk out some of the other stuff which he does. Okay, but I just think the crux of his thing. I mean, I just don't think it's practical for us to read through the entire thing in Shir. It's just going to take too long, and I don't think it's worth it. But I think I just want to get to this main idea. But maybe I'll talk some stuff out. But what I'd like you to prepare, if you could, is just the very end. It's like the end, the last column and a half from Anira Lomar Bazat. Yeah, Anira Lomar Bazat. I mean, you can look up the Rambam. He quotes an interesting Rambam by Machteras. I mean, if you get a chance, it would be good to do. It's sort of the last column and a half. Okay? Right? Okay, so in our PDF copy, it's page 3 and 4. Starting from Nero Lomar Bazat till the end of the column, the end of the column there. Okay.